get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
This is Free America broadcasting on the Rod Echols Show with a message to all patriots trapped behind the lines in California, New York, Boston, and Chicago. Don't give up, true lovers of America. Even as we speak, moves are being made to drive the invaders back to the land from which they came. Defeat the would-be dictators and lift the chains of tyranny from around your neck. Stay strong. Stay brave. You're not forgotten, and you're not alone. Until next time, patriots, this is Free America signing out.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
Zinc Media. Feel the power of knowledge.
Studio located somewhere within the great granite state of New Hampshire, where the state motto is live free or die. It is not big government or bust. It is a sunny morning here, or at least mostly sunny morning here. I guess it's going to be up near 80. We may have a chance to dry out. I think we're not expecting any rain, maybe a little bit. So they say on Wednesday. But we may get a chance to dry out. We are past, in fact, some places in New England have had flash warnings and other flash flood warnings and other types of flood warnings over the past couple of weeks. And yet some towns are still on drought conditions. Well, not that you need to water your lawn. Because you don't, because everything is so damn wet. But We're still in drought conditions, evidently. My local fire department still says that the fire danger is moderate. Now, if this is moderate danger, I don't know what low danger is. And I bring this up because we keep hearing about all this BS about, you know, global warming and climate change and water restrictions and drought, and we're running out of this kind of water and that. We get all this kind of crap, and the reality is, folks, it's not true. It's not, and they do this and prove this on a daily basis with this stuff. You cannot have flooding problems. You cannot have rising water table levels. And I say rising, I mean, they're reaching flood stage. The ground in many places is saturated. There's no possible way, even with a lightning strike, is there going to be a forest fire around these parts. Everything is too wet. Literally. So why is it that we're being told that we're in a drought? Because, believe it or not, there are, I mean, look. You can go out in some communities, in some states, and this is in the United States of America, where it is illegal for you to capture and collect the rainwater off your own roof on your own property. Now, that doesn't happen to be the case around here, but just, you know, in New England, but still. There's no possible way that somebody is going to come onto my property and try to arrest me for doing something as benign as collecting rainwater off of my roof. Not going to happen. We're going to have a major problem. But that happens here in the United States. There are places in the United States that tell you you can't grow your own vegetables in your own damn yard. Now understand, all of these places that I'm talking about, not a single one of them is run by conservative Republicans. These are all freaking liberals. And of course, these liberals always tell you, hey, you know, we got to save the planet. You know, we're killing the planet. Okay, then how about I'm able to grow my own food then? No, can't do that. And then we hear about these so-called food deserts. Oh, and the food deserts are only in black urban neighborhoods. Really? Do you know how far some people around here have got to travel to go to the nearest grocery store? Because their corner store doesn't have vegetables. I don't know any black neighborhoods in New Hampshire. Anybody else know of any? They're pretty white neighborhoods around here. In fact, remember, you know, New Hampshire has been, we've been told that this state is too white. And yet New Hampshire has food deserts in some of their towns and cities. I mean, you don't hear about that because food deserts are only in like L.A. and Chicago in the wrong neighborhoods, right? Folks, I'm bringing this crap up because these people are race pimping like you would not believe. They are doing all kinds of anti-human things. They say one thing and do another. This is rampant, and they're really starting to flip out now that the Rasmussen had a poll last week. Black support of Donald Trump is up to 36%. You better believe these people on the left are flipping out over this. Oh, they are going absolutely crazy. It is absolutely unbelievable how insane all I got to do is ask people, you know, they talk about a lot of times about the Affordable Care Act, which wasn't affordable at all. Wasn't affordable. And people always assume, I don't know why they assume this. They always assume I did not have health insurance before Obamacare. Because they always tell me, says, well, you should be glad and thankful that Obama got you health insurance. And I don't care what the color of their skin is, because all liberal colors of the rainbow have basically told me this. I'm thinking, hold on right there, Skippy. Let me bring you up to speed on something. I had a health insurance plan that I liked a lot. And it was cheap. It did everything I wanted and expected it to do. I had something that is called a major medical plan. I love that thing. It was cheap. It made sure I got covered for the big things. If I wanted to go to the doctor, you know, hey, check out my fingernail, doc. You know, I paid the $120 out of my pocket. I was fine with that. Obamacare came along. And my kind of health insurance plan, my major medical plan, was now illegal. I now had to buy health insurance that was worse than my major medical plan. I still had to pay a deductible out of my pocket. And it cost me almost four times as much annually as my major medical plan did. But I'm supposed to be happy for Obamacare. See, you people on the left, you do not live in reality. What gives you the right to tell somebody else how to live? We're just trying to help. Don't help so much. Because in reality is, you're not helping anybody except yourselves. I no longer had a choice about my health care under the Affordable Care Act. That's not affordable in my book. I don't have a choice. Well, you got a responsibility. I have a responsibility to myself and my family, not to every damn citizen in this country. I am not responsible for paying somebody else's medical bills. They are not responsible for paying mine. And it's sure as hell not the federal government's responsibility to walk in and tell everybody what they can and cannot have and what they must buy. That's not in the Constitution. It's nobody else's business. Well, it costs money if people don't pay their bill. Well, you know what? That's between the medical provider and the person who owes the bill. You know, I see an awful lot of people that don't pay their credit card bills, but there is no government plan on the books to force everybody else to pay for it, is there? No. Well, so many people go bankrupt. That's another bullshit lie. Go look at bankruptcy records and you'll find that less than 10% of the people that file for bankruptcy list any sort of medical bill as the main or major cause of them filing. It's not about medical bills. Americans in general are just terrible about finances. Their personal finances. They're terrible. You'd be surprised. You can find some very well-run companies, and then you take that CEO or that CFO, and you go home to, and you look, open their books, and you're like, how the hell can you run a multi-million dollar company so well, and your own books are in such shambles? You know, personal finances in this country are awful. Now, look, I admit I was there at one point. You know, we don't really learn how to handle our own finances when we go in school at all. There are so many, I guess nobody writes checks anymore, but there are so many kids today that don't even, well, they're no longer kids, they're young adults, millennials, that don't know how to balance their own bank accounts. What's balancing? When was the last time you balanced your checking account? What do you mean? When was the last time you balanced it? Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. You know, every month you go in, you check your account, you have all your receipts or what have you, and you make sure everything matches up so you're dollar for dollar, cent for cent. What do you mean? I don't do that. You've never balanced your accounts. No. Well, how do you know when your bank makes a mistake? I don't know. You do realize that banks make mistakes, right? No. I'm serious. This is how those kind of conversations go. Well, I don't write checks, so how can I balance my checking account? Well, you get these little receipts, right? Well, I just throw them away. Okay, but do you check your account like at least once a week? No, I don't. I just make sure that my paycheck gets deposited or something, or I look at the balance when I go and deposit something. That's it. No, nobody balances. Do you realize your bank could be ripping you off and you wouldn't even know it because nobody bothers to check their balances? Are you kidding? I'm making sure that I must be logging to my accounts probably every other day. Because I don't trust anyone. Because yes, my banks have made mistakes before. And I've caught them early and gotten them fixed. There are just tons of people that have, who knows how much money that they've lost because their bank has made a mistake or some criminal has gotten them to pay for something. Trust me, I've had that too. Or, you know, I've gotten this, look, I didn't charge this. Well, it's an automatic, I don't care, cut it off, you know, shut it down, stop it. I didn't give anybody permission from whoever this company is to take out $9.95 a month. That, I don't know what that is. I don't use it, don't want it, didn't ask for it, get rid of it. Okay. You know, and every single time when I've caught something like that, and it's been more than once, I've never gotten a call or a letter or an email from any of those companies talking about, well, your service has been discontinued or what have you. Never. Isn't that funny? Now, I can't tell you over the years, how much that would add up on a monthly basis that I wouldn't, if I didn't check my accounts. I wonder how many people out there are probably paying an extra, I don't know, 20, 30, 40, 50 bucks a month on stuff that they don't need or use or even ask for. all because millennials don't know how to balance their check, their any of their accounts, let alone their checkbook. But yet, these are the same people that want to run around and tell you and me how to live our lives and what's best for us. I mean, think about that. They can't balance their own checkbook, but they want to tell you and me what's best for us in our lives. No wonder so many of them run around thinking that free is a good thing, because nobody ever checks their accounts to see how much free is actually costing them. It's an amazing thing. Another amazing thing this morning, folks, we got, I woke up this morning and I saw this, and I said, it's just one of those things that I've always said, that when a leftist points their finger at you and me and other people, the reality is they've got three fingers pointing back at themselves. And you know, a lot of people may take that as a facetious type of thing, but it's not. It's not being funny at all. The reality is that these people on the left are constantly doing the things that they're accusing or blaming others of doing. In every case. Or they want to benefit from the lack of their own bad judgment. They want to benefit off of you and me because they don't have the skills to take care of these things themselves. Look, they want everybody to pay for health care. Why? Because they can't take care of it themselves, because they don't know how, because they haven't been educated in taking care of themselves. That's the way it works. We've got a bunch of people who are now hitting 38 and 39 years old that they're still children. Millennials are still children. They still talk like they're in high school. They still act like they're in high school. They use words that make you think that maybe they're still adolescents. You know, words like, oh, we're adulting now. You're adulting? No, you're not adulting. You're an adult. It's something you do every freaking day. If you're not adulting, you're acting childish. That should be rare. That should not be your normal way of life, is acting like a child to the point where you say, oh, well, right now I'm adulting. I mean, I hear this from millennials constantly. Oh, we're going to be adulting this weekend. Oh, so the rest of the week you're not going to be an adult. How old are you? 30? Look, we've got an entire generation that's worse than their baby boomer parents. You know, the baby boomers don't want to grow old. They don't want to get old. You know, we've got all this stuff that's geared towards baby boomers to help, you know, to try to keep them young, looking young, feeling young, being young, thinking young, all that kind of stuff. They don't want to get old. I can't blame them. Chronologically, age, I don't care. Physically, I like being able to move. I'll admit it. I like being able to ride a bike and, you know, being and act like I'm 30-something. That's great. So I get that. You know, so people take vitamins. It helps them, you know, they do yoga. Keeps them limber. That's great stuff. But their kids have taken it a step further. Baby boomers don't want to feel old. Millennials just don't want to get old. It's time to grow up, people. It is not your parents' or your community's problem that you have such debt from going to college. It is not your state's population problem that you can't afford, or your health insurance is too damn expensive for you. We're not responsible for your bills, and you're not responsible for ours. It's time you grew the hell up. And stop blaming everybody else for your own stupid failures. And stop pointing fingers at other people just in order to try to hide what you're doing. Anybody know who the former child actor, current actor Jimmy Bennett is? Well, he's currently, what is he, about 20-something? Let me look at this. Jimmy Bennett. He was in Daddy Daycare, Hostage, Poseidon, the new Poseidon, Evan Almighty. He was in, he played the young James T. Kirk in 2009's Star Trek. He's a pretty popular child teen star. I don't know, was he a teen heart? I don't know if he was a teen heart. I don't, whatever. I guess he was. Any case, he's now 22. Well, he's now connected with Asia Argento. Anybody know who Asia Argento is? Asia Argento, she is one of the so-called leaders of this Me Too movement. Yeah, she's one of the actresses who called out, what's his face who's on trial now? Weinstein. Back at the Cannes Film Festival, Asia Argento, A-R-G-E-N-T-O, she gave a searing speech calling Cannes Festival's Weinstein's hunting ground. So she's one of the so-called leaders of this Me Too movement. Well, Jimmy Bennett, who as a teen, you could say he was cute. As a teenager, when he was 17 years old, a then 37-year-old Argento evidently had sex with him. Oh yeah, he gives it in blistering detail. She paid him evidently some $380,000 to keep it quiet. Oh, this is just out now, and this is getting good. Asia Argento paid off sexual assault accuser. Now, Asia Argento, the Italian actress who's one of the first to publicly accuse Harvey Weinstein of sexual assault, evidently secretly paid off a young male actor accusing her of sexual misconduct in the months after her revelations about the disgraced movie mogul. According to a report in the New York Times, Argento paid former child actor, current adult actor Jimmy Bennett, $380,000. Bennett claims that back in 2013, a then 37-year-old Argento assaulted him in a California hotel room only 3 months past his 17th birthday. And if she tries to deny it, she can't do it because evidently somebody's gotten a hold of their Facebook pages. And there is a ton of photos, selfies of the two of them in a hotel room back in 2017. In 2013. The evidence is right there. Dated 2013. They're in the hotel and hotel room taking selfies together. I know that circumstantial. Well, they could be in the hotel room together and nothing happened, Rod. That's circumstantial. I get it, but she cannot even say that, oh, we were never in a hotel room together. They were in a hotel room together taking selfies. Just two of them. I don't know. Folks, again, they're pointing the fingers at us. And the problem is that they're the ones that are guilty of all this crap. It's an amazing thing. And I know a lot of people are saying, well, Argento is pretty hot there. I mean, Bennett should be happy. Now, look, the kid was a kid. He was 17. He was uncomfortable. The age of consent in California is 18. In other words, she's a pedophile, alleged pedophile now, who just raped a 17-year-old boy. Well, she didn't just do it. She did it back, 5 years ago now. Well, I don't know how you do that. Look, Myself, once being a 17-year-old male hornball, let me tell you how the male works, because females don't get this. There are things that happen to the male body that have nothing to do with sex drive. It's just a physical reaction. That's one of them. Not to mention, do you know how you turn on a male when he's not interested? You give the male guy a Mickey. And what do you put in his drink? Viagra. By the way, I had a story on that too. That's a growing problem in Western society, by the way. I'm surprised we haven't seen a rise in males accusing women of rape or trying to rape. I got the story. Hold on.
You're listening to The Rod Echols Show, the coolest, most politically incorrect, conservative black man on the planet.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-595-2614 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 595-2614 to take your call now. Call 800-595-2614. That's 800-595-2614. Again, 800-595-2614.
We've all heard of male enhancement, but now there's an expert on true male enhancement in the areas that really count. In Herb Ellis's book, Husband 2.0, Real Male Enhancement, you'll find answers to questions like, why doesn't she want to have sex? A quick start, quick results workout guide, plus what you can do as a side hustle to make money now. With all the great tips in this book, every man can benefit. Get the book, Husband 2.0, Real Male Enhancement, on Amazon.com.
It started with a knock, but it wouldn't end there. What happens in the story next, many wouldn't understand, and most wouldn't believe. 5+2=Perfection by Samuel Rosette Jr. is a must-read. The scriptures within are reminders of the ancient past, and yet intriguingly infuses with texts which stand on the edge of the stage of relevancy. Available online at Westbow Press, Amazon, Books A Million, Barnes & Noble, and SamuelRosetteJr.com.
This holiday season, help Soldiers for Stockings improve the morale and welfare of members of our armed forces deployed overseas. Now through November 20th, there is so much work to be done, and you can help in many ways. Download the stocking pattern from stockingsforsoldiers.org and start sewing today. Volunteer to help decorate and assemble stockings. Donate Christmas candies, snacks, nuts, chips, drink mixes, DVDs, books, magazines, lip balm, toiletries, and other items needed to fill the stockings. Or help make packets of snowman soup, hot chocolate to send along with the stockings. For more information, patterns, and a list of items needed, visit stockingsforsoldiers.org. This holiday season, help send our troops a touch of home. For many, it's all they will receive. All stockings need to be completed by November 20th. So get started today at stockingsforsoldiers.org. That's stockingsforsoldiers.org. Stockings for Soldiers, sending stockings filled with joy to our soldiers in harm's way for the 9th consecutive year.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-471-9742. That's 800-471-9742. Again, 800-471-9742.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit? Doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce? It just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 7ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.7ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 7ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
So here it is. I found the story in the paper pile. It is in my currently cigar nicotine-stained fingers. This is actually a story from about 6 months ago. Study. Male rape on the rise. Now that's what caught my attention. But, of course, you know, this is halfway through all this Harvey Weinstein stuff. So, of course, you know, you really can't talk about it, about males being raped, because all these women would say, oh, you're just trying to take the focus off of us. No, evidently this is becoming a college campus problem, too. Now, folks, remember this. A lot of times when you're in school, especially high school, we're seeing a lot of high school kids being sexually assaulted in high school. The vast majority of them are boys being assaulted by their adult female teachers. Now, and you know, there are oftentimes when guys say, you know, well, they've been raped, or, you know, especially women of power over them. They say, well, I was raped by this person. Nobody's ever going to believe me. That's why I didn't report it. And society doesn't believe it, because they have this wrong notion that the male anatomy only works off of romance. Obviously, it doesn't. If that were the case, then men would not be rapists. They wouldn't be able to get it up. The problem with men is that it is just as valid for it to be a physiological response as it is a romantic response. You know, romantic meaning, oh, well, this woman, you know, she's gorgeous, turns me on type of thing. He can get excited that way. A man can get excited even when he's scared. When he's scared for his life, because it's a physiological response. Mother Nature made us that way. Now, you toss in some drugs with that. Now, here's the rising part about this. You know how men are accused of raping women by, you know, slipping women the date rape drug? Yeah, well, did you know that women are doing the same thing to guys now? Yeah, this is a rising trend. And you're probably thinking, well, how is that possible if a guy is knocked out, if he's asleep? Again, it's a physiological response for one. And two, there's another drug called Viagra. There's a rise of men going to the emergency room because they have an extended erection, and they don't remember taking Viagra in order to get this erection. I'm not kidding. Women, Evan, and you might say, well, maybe it's just gay men. No, it's women. You know, I know we like to think that women are nice and innocent and soft and fluffy and, you know, all this kind of stuff, but I'm telling you, they can be if just as bad, if not worse, than men. You ever heard women, you know, do this the so-called locker room trash talk? Oh my, it'll make a sailor blush. Women can be raunchy, but this whole thing that this stuff only happens on one side is a lie. And the reason why it is so lopsided is because society says to men, there's no way in hell you can be raped, and you've got to be some little sissy pants boy if you think you've been raped and you're going to report. Men do not report. Over 90% of the cases, it is estimated, over 90% of the cases of male rape are not reported. That means, frankly, that this whole female-to-male rape ratio, although still, female rape is still far and above board more than what happens to males. But it's a lot more equal than we'd like to think. And the varied fact is that we've seen story after story after story of how some female adult has accosted some teenage boy. We see a lot more, believe it or not, we see a lot more of that than we do, you know, adult males with their teenage female students or adult males with their teenage male students. It's by and large, when it comes to that type of sexual assault, women are far more likely to commit that kind of a crime than men. At least they're getting caught more. And again, it's always the boys that are involved. It's awful. You know, I don't know how any of us, you know, if you're a halfway decent looking male as a teen, I don't know how you get out of your teens safe, honestly. Because you're being targeted and tracked by not only male predators, but female predators. I mean, it's awful. But the whole, and here's the story. You have this female, you know, this big Me Too star accusing Harvey, somebody else, of sexually assaulting her when she did what? Sexually assaulted someone else. Now, according to Bennett, it left him shaken. It left him, a little bit traumatized. Believe it or not, no, folks. I know we've got this so-called notion that, oh, you know, teenage boys, they always want it. No. It may be true that you know, hormones are raging, and as a teenage male, you're, you know, more sensitive, shall we say, than at any other time of your life. But it doesn't mean that we always want it. And it doesn't mean that we want it from the person who wants to give it to us either. We have choices. I mean, it really is. It's really kind of bad how society says, well, you know, it's a teenage boy. They love that kind of stuff. No. I was a teenage boy, and I can tell you, no, we don't. And I don't know where this stuff gets perpetuated and why. But it's not the case. And again, if you're out in Hollywood, you're a halfway decent looking male, you know, up and coming star, and some what's believed to be a gorgeous female star who's older and has more power than you wants you. What are you supposed to do? You're a kid. You have no control. You're in Hollywood. You've probably heard all the stories. You think this is just the way it is. Folks, I mean, this stuff is so, if you are a parent and your kid tells you he wants to be a star in Hollywood, you tell him no. You tell them when they turn 18, they can do whatever they damn well please because they're an adult. But until that time, you are protecting them and you're not going to put them in that cesspool out there. There needs to be a shortage on child actors. Why? Because they're all being targeted. And folks, we've got story after story after story about the pedophile sex ring. We've got story, and I'm working on a story right now. What I'm learning so far, folks, as far as this child sex trafficking, worldwide child sex trafficking, and almost all roads lead through the United States, believe it or not. You're going to be surprised when I finally publish this thing. It's awful. It's nothing more than for a bunch of sickos out in leftist land Hollywood to get their jollies and thrills. You keep your kids far away from there. Because every time we turn around, there's a new story about some kid out in Hollywood who's had his childhood stolen. The fact is that this is not a claim. It has been proven evidently from a number of stories that Bennett was paid $380,000 by Argento. Now, there are those in the know in both camps that say it was hush money because she did sexually assault him when he was 17. You know, we got a bunch of people out there running around talking about Trump paying off Stormy Daniels to keep her quiet about their consensual affair, tryst. And here we have one of the Me Too darlings, leaders, being caught paying off a child star actor because she sexually molested him. Evidently, that's the case. And the stories are all over the place now about this. I can't believe they're actually pointing it out. It's rather interesting that this thing has happened and has blossomed so quickly across the lamestream media. Especially now that Weinstein is, you know, on trial. I'm sure Weinstein's lawyers are going to have a field day with this. Do folks realize how good this is for Weinstein? Because this woman is accusing him of doing what she did to somebody else. His lawyers are going to have a field day. Look at it. Look what they did. Look. First of all, she consented with Harvey if they had any sexual relations, but she's mixing up what she did to a 17-year-old boy with Harvey. I'm telling you, Weinstein's lawyers are going to have fun with this. Now, there are a lot of people thinking that, oh, Weinstein's going to jail. Don't be too sure. Do not be so self-assured that Weinstein is going to jail. I'm telling you that right now. These people are that sick. They are that twisted. They are that incestuous. There's all kinds of stuff going on in Hollywood that you would be shocked. But let me tell you some of the stuff that I have uncovered. It is absolutely mind-blowing. I'm telling you right now, if you've got yourself a favorite star out there, you need to stop idolizing. I don't care who it is. I do not care who it is. Stop idolizing them. Chances are, they're a sick and twisted individual with money that can now afford to have their fantasies made reality. You want to talk about fantasy. Remember the 70s and 80s fantasy island? The plane, boss, the plane. Yes, Tattoo. I see the plane. Welcome to Fantasy Island. Yeah, well, these people now have the money to make their fantasies come true. And some of these fantasies are, you won't believe how sick they are, how perverted they are. And here, you think that they're only doing it here. Miami Herald has a story. There is a man that flew to the Dominican Republic in order to have sex with minors. Yes, between sex trips to the Dominican Republic, Theodore Simons, he used Facebook messages to request nude photos from the girls involved. He even got their names tattooed on him, as they got his name tattooed on them. One girl turned 16 during Simons' 10 months of abusing her. The other was 13 when Simons was abusing her. Simons is 49. He was sentenced last Thursday in Miami federal court to 17 years in prison. Just 17 years. Out, what, half? So, you know, 8 or 9 years with good behavior? Simons is now 51. He pleaded guilty to traveling with the intent to engage in illicit sexual conduct with a minor. He's been behind bars since March of 2017 when he was busted by cops in the Dominican Republic city of Puerto Plata while he was there to see a 13-year-old. That got Immigration, Customs, and Enforcement Homeland Security investigations looking into Simons, who has laid his hat at homes in Oklahoma, Arizona, Pasco County's Wesley Chapel over the last two decades. He's moved around a lot. They found out that he started with a 15-year-old in January of 2016. Going to the Dominican Republic, he was taking flights to Dominica. According to a companion story, this, according to Homeland Security, seems to be a growing industry. Americans traveling to foreign lands to have sex with minors, oftentimes in countries where, if they are caught, the punishment is far less severe than here. So they don't have to bring the kid here. Just these people have the money to go there. It's a sick, sad, sick system. And I'm telling you this because you idolize these people, these so-called stars, both music and acting, and you're forking over your hard-earned dollars, and they're turning around and using those hard-earned dollars of yours, amassing them with other people's hard-earned dollars and gaining fortunes that then allow them to buy tickets and bodies. Oh, yeah. Here, I'll give you 10 grand for a night with that young one. How about that? And I'll meet you in, you know, Puerto Plata. This is happening right now. And these people wouldn't be able to do this if they didn't get rich. Which brings me to a point, by the way. Last week, Nicki Minaj was calling out a bunch of people that didn't have any talent. It's all, you know, supposedly all about being popular. And I'm thinking, ain't that a bitch? Here you got one of the biggest no-talent hacks out there calling other people out for not having any talent. Nicki Minaj sucks in my book. I don't care. I don't care who knows it. I don't care if Nicki Minaj herself hears it. I know she's got a lot of money. That don't mean a damn thing. She ain't got no talent. She ain't going to be. In 10 years from now, people are going to look back and say, Nicki, who? Guarantee you. She ain't got any talent. And she walking around with that, I don't know what that thing is on her rear end. That badunkadunk, whatever. That can't be real. Maybe it is real. I don't think it is. But somehow that's supposed to be sexy, you know, like Kim Kardashian, please. Now, I'm sorry. I don't mean to make this sound racist, but there ain't no white girl out there that's got a booty like that without some plastic surgery involved. It just don't happen. Rod, what if they're fat? I know if they're fat, yeah, she's not. That's why I said without plastic surgery involved. And frankly, Nikki, maybe she hasn't, but Nicki Minaj has had some. Now J-Lo hasn't had anything done to her. I don't think she's had anything done to hers. She's pretty natural. Otherwise, you know, even most stars probably look more like Madonna. Well, I know I bring up Madonna because she's turning 60 this week or something. Yeah, good for her. My mother still calls her a cow. Yeah, my mother never liked Madonna. She's always called her a cow. My mother's a good Christian woman. Just call Madonna. Mom, you can't call her that. Yeah, I can. That's what she is. She's a cow. Anyway, so you got Nicki Minaj doing that. A no-talent hack calling other people no-talent hacks. Now, I don't have a great voice, but I'm not out there trying to make millions of dollars either, selling records to stupid little children. There are people who have talent. And I know that we, over the past week, we've lost a so-called music legend. A woman that had a voice. She was immensely talented. God-given talent. And Nicki Minaj would hope to have, would hope to be able just to have 1/50th of the talent that Aretha Franklin had. Now, there was a woman that could sing. She had range. She was a woman that was able to keep herself, for the most part, out of the headlines and out of trouble. There are a lot of stars, but then again, she grew up in a time period where that kind of stuff just was not allowed and it was not acceptable. It just wasn't to do those kind of shenanigans. Yeah, I mean, sure, they had their sexual exploits. They bounced from husband to husband or wife to wife, what have you. But there was not a whole hell of a lot of things going on, scandal going on that we would call scandal today back then. Now, the 50s and 60s and even into the early 70s was pretty tight. Well, Rod, we know what happened. I mean, look at, these male stars, they were secretly gay, man. Yeah, I know. But they didn't do a lot of this other stuff. It was a tremendous shock if a star, mostly music stars, but if an actor especially, if they died from a drug overdose, it was a shock. Even back in the days of drugs, and we lost quite a few people. Jimi Hendrix, a drug overdose. Janis Joplin, drug overdose. It was shocking. Today, we hear about it, and it's like, just send them to rehab. If they survive, send them to rehab, and we'll praise them for going to rehab for the fifth time. That stuff was not acceptable within the industry back then because there was a lot to lose. And back then, we had an industry that focused on talent, not the way somebody looked. You had to have the sound, baby, or you weren't making it. I don't care if it was even if it was just a teeny bopper, little boy bands from the 50s. You had to have the sound, the vocal talent, or else you were definitely going to be a one-hit wonder, and you were done. If you were going to hang around, you had to have some talent. And there was loads of it back then. And what do we got today? Not so much so. We've got, people like Nicki Minaj who should have been one-hit wonders, who hung around somehow, simply because of their popularity. And they want to be out there trying to tell people who's got talent, who, no, sorry. You don't. But a great, talented voice fell silent last week. And now she's singing in the heavens, entertaining God, along with the likes of people like Whitney Houston. Another talented person. Gone too soon. We will all miss the Queen of Soul, Miss Aretha Franklin. May she rest in peace.
I'm not Rod Eccles, and I approve this message.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool.